Harlequin Books still rules when it comes to romance novels. The Canadian company is in 94 markets around the world and claims to have sold 5 books per second last year. But other publishers are now crowding onto airport, supermarket, and drugstore bookshelves, luring younger women who apparently prefer their romance mixed with other genres and interests. So in the post-Fabio world, Harlequin has reinvented itself. Karen Michelle has the story.
Carly Phillips, that's not her real name.
No, I just, you know what, I find that my real name confuses people. It's Karen Drogan.
Karen, Carly, her Harlequin nom de plume, lives in upscale Westchester County, New York, in a large house that might be termed a McMansion. She's in her leopard room, replete with life-sized plaster leopard and spotted carpet.
Harlequin, when I first sold my first book, they said to me, you know what, we'd like you to take a pseudonym. And I said, well, can I keep Karen then? And they said, it's a very traditional name. We're looking for you. We're going to be writing hot, sexy romances. We're looking for something a little edgier, a little hip.
So K became C, became Carly. Carly Phillips' website, Harlequin Authors Are Big on Websites, invites you to, quote, enter the hot zone where men are men and the women know what to do with them. Brazen is the title of her first Harlequin in one of the company's more explicit lines.
She'd never been with a man wearing a mustache and wondered what kind of stimulation it would add to an intense sexual experience.
Her latest is the sports romance Hot Stuff.
Chest against chest, thigh against thigh. Nothing could disguise the instant heat they generated. Even the impassive look on his face disappeared, warmth replacing his steely resolve.
Phillips admits her 8 and 12-year-old daughters aren't ready to read mom's books, but she has lots of loyal readers who make her a Harlequin hit. With as many as 100 new titles a month, most on the shelves for just 4 weeks, Harlequin tries to have something for every woman, for it is almost exclusively women who read them, seeking a comfort read. Allison Elsby is the category manager for genre fiction for Borders Books.
What we see with our romance customers, they're very educated. They're very motivated readers. They read often. They buy from a huge variety of subject matter, and they're very loyal customers.
Still, sales in all mass-market paperbacks have been down. The primarily paperback-driven Harlequin is no exception, as Harlequin's CEO Donna Hayes admits.
Our sales have been down roughly 7%, let's say.
Brianna Yamashita is the reviews editor at Publishers Weekly. She says there's a simple reason for the dip in sales.
People who traditionally read books are getting older, you know, and so that demographic is fading away, and you know, you need to be able to hook the younger people, but the younger people are too busy with their video games and their DVDs, so you have to, you know, find some way to get literature into their hands, and it's a constant battle.
So Harlequin is changing along with the times and tastes.
I've seen them really branching out into other genres and also trying to capture a younger readership.
Publishers Weekly's Brianna Yamashita thinks she knows why.
Traditionally, the romance reader is about in her 40s, her late 30s and her 40s. You know, as years go by and that readership gets older and older, they have to pick up the younger readers. And so one thing that's been really hot in the last couple of years is paranormal romance, science fiction romance, you know, things that incorporate fantasy or elements of other genres. Contemporary mystery romances have been really hot. All these things are playing off of things that are happening in the mass media with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and, you know, Alias. They're looking at, you know, the rest of the media and seeing what's working, and then they're trying to incorporate that into books by having, like, the sexy 20-something heroine on the cover instead of, say, the brawny man with his shirt off.
At Harlequin, there have been focus groups upon focus groups and the creation of 10 new Harlequin product lines in the past couple of years, Blaze, Silhouette, and Bombshell among them. Harlequin's CEO, Donna Hayes' background is in marketing.
You know, and you see it in popular culture all the time, that there's this kind of trend towards really sexy kind of material, whether it's television or books, and we certainly will be there. What I find interesting is there's also a completely opposite trend, which is towards more what we call inspirational fiction, but towards a more softer, sweeter romance or women's fiction kind of book that is the complete opposite of what we publish in Blaze. And our intention is to serve all readers across that whole spectrum.
Harlequin author Debbie McComber is at the inspirational end. She's written 22 novels for Harlequin and sold, she estimates, 60 million books. All of her characters' relationships are pretty chaste, and like the author, believers in a power beyond.
I'm a born-again Christian. I just live the life. I'm not one of these people that stands on the street corner, but I live the life. And that was an important part to me. I did not want to create characters that had loose morals. I never wanted my children to come to me and say, well, it was all right in your books, Mom. And so for the most part, unless there was a specific plot reason, I did not have premarital sex.
McComber's success has enabled her to build a house in the Pacific Northwest that's so big her husband works on his airplane in the basement. Her most recent Harlequin is a hardcover, and in the world of Harlequin writers, to have a hardcover is to have arrived. The novel is called The Shop on Blossom Street. The shop's owner is a cancer survivor named Lydia, who becomes more than friends with a UPS driver named Brad.
We'd gone for a canoe ride on Lake Washington, and halfway across, he'd brought out a guitar and attempted to serenade me.
No heavy breathing here. Harlequin's CEO, Donna Hayes, is counting on the variety of approaches and the loyalty readers have to her 1,000 or so Harlequin authors to bring them back to Harlequin. After all, she says, they're hooked.
It's a fantastic addiction, and there's all kinds of great statistics around this, including one we love talking about, is that romance readers, generally speaking, have much better sex lives than people who don't read romance, which is pretty cool.
Or pretty hot. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.